This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
One of the most astounding characteristics of Canadians that I think most of us don't want to acknowledge is how casual we are about someone else's job. A couple of important examples. We're still waiting for anyone in big environment to even pay lip service to the hundreds of thousands of jobs they want to eliminate in the resource sector, especially oil and gas. In over 20 years, I've yet to hear a single activist mention the people who would lose their jobs or the devastation to their families or their communities if the anti-oil crowd achieved their stated goal of shutting down the industry. It's no problem for someone at UBC or University of Victoria or Simon Fraser. They're not the ones losing their jobs. And certainly no problem for anyone at Greenpeace, Lead Now, Vancouver Mayor Kennedy Stewart, or Green Party leader, tenured professor Andrew Weaver. I mean, he can't lose his job. We're still waiting for BC Premier John Horgan to mention the workers impacted by his stall tactics on the Trans Mountain Pipeline extension. No, these people are real elitists, and none of them want to get within 10 miles of talking about the jobs for First Nations who support the Trans Mountain Pipeline or the Coastal GasLink Pipeline that those projects would create, along with the dramatic impact on alleviating poverty on their reserves. There's absolutely no sign that these people even exist in their white-collar urban world of Victoria and Vancouver. I mean, let's move on to real estate and all the people, including some in the media, who celebrate the decline in housing activity in Vancouver's Lower Mainland. Not a thought about the jobs that are lost because of the reduced activity that's resulted in projects being put on hold, let alone any understanding of the impact on related industries. I mean, new home sales result in retail sales for everything from paint to furniture. You get plumbers, you got electricians, landscapers, garden supply stores, and growers all suffer in a weak real estate market, but you won't hear them mentioned. No, pre-sales of projects in May were down 89% compared to last year. That translates into fewer jobs. June home sales in the region were the worst in almost two decades. And we got people, let me repeat, including some in the media, celebrating the decline without giving even a moment's thought as to the people whose jobs are impacted. And that's my point. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.